An ABC News poll finds more than 80% of white evangelicals like Governor Palin, and that she makes them more likely to vote for John McCain. Marlis Popma is an Iowa-based political consultant. She is now Senator McCain's chief advisor on evangelicals. Ms. Popma, welcome to Day to Day.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
What is the single most compelling reason for a person of evangelical faith to vote for Senator McCain over Senator Obama?
Well, I think there are several issues, and I think there's a mistake that one issue is preeminent. But if there was going to be an issue, it would probably be the life issue. But I think then there's also the issue of marriage and the definition of marriage. And Senator McCain brings some unique focus, I think, to the evangelical community this year, both the senator and his compassion for all people being God's children, plus the issues that he holds dear in his heart, I think are a perfect fit, not only for what I call movement conservatives, but also for the young evangelical population, which is kind of new in this year's election.
Let me quote Tom Minery. He's a senior vice president with Focus on the Family, interviewed by Christianity Today magazine during the Republican convention. On the question of Senator McCain as a candidate, Mr. Minery calls him inconsistent on the abortion issue, given his view of the stem cell research side of it. That's a quote.
Senator McCain is actually looking forward to the day that science takes care of this. I think the senator's hope and prayer is that the adult stem cells that we've been researching on will actually make this a moot issue. He has taken on stem cell research that is in contrary to some of those people in the pro-life movement, but it was done with a lot of prayer and a lot of contemplation, and he does look forward to the time that it's no longer an issue.
You mentioned young voters. The Pew Research Center, in a survey of evangelical voters, finds specifically younger evangelicals now more committed to Democrats and independents than Republicans. I wonder if that isn't a...
Yeah, I think that the addition of Governor Palin to the ticket will also help energize the young evangelical. And I also think that Senator McCain's performance at Saddleback made a lot of the younger evangelicals take a very serious look at the senator.
This was the conversation that Senator McCain and Senator Obama had at this Orange County-based evangelical church here in Southern California last month.
Yes, absolutely. And I think the senator shows something of his true spirit, of his faith, and how that faith plays itself out in his daily life.
You must have watched the interview last night with ABC News and Governor Palin.
Yes, I did.
Did it strike you were watching someone like us, as you will, a kind of more or less average person talking with this network news anchor, and that the more or less average person really didn't know what the Bush Doctrine is?
With regard to whether someone knows what something is called or doesn't know what something is called, and I'm not going to speak to whether she did or did not know, but she certainly knew what she believed. She knew that she believed that if there was an imminent threat on our country, that we absolutely have a right to take preemptive strike. And I think that is the important thing. And I think she is so much like John McCain. I remember one of the commentators mentioned something like she was a younger female John McCain. And I believe that is a very accurate description of this woman. And I am thrilled to have her on the ticket. And I really thought that she did a good job last night in her first interview.
Marlis Popma, she's chief advisor on evangelical issues for the presidential campaign of Senator McCain. Marlis, thank you for joining us on Day to Day.
Thank you.
Earlier this week, I spoke with Josh Dubois. He's Barack Obama's director of religious affairs, and you can hear that interview at npr.org. You can join the conversation. We tackle a lot of current events at our blog, npr.org/daydreaming.